7. Glazed tiles and imperial architecture. I went to the Forbidden City on Sunday. It was a beautiful day, with a blue sky and white clouds. The yellow tiles looked gorgeous.
Glazed tiles are unique to Chinese architecture. They were used exclusively on imperial palaces and buildings. Junior officials or ordinary people were not allowed to use them. That's why you can only see them in the Forbidden Palace, the Summon Palace, and other imperial architecture. There is a place in Beijing called Liu Li Qiang, which means glazed tile factory. It is where glazed tiles were made during the Ming Dynasty.
Is yellow the only colour for those tiles?
No, there are other colours, such as green, blue, purple, and black. There were strict rules for the use of the tiles. Yellow tiles for imperial palaces, and green tiles for the homes of the emperor's brothers.
Sounds special. Could you tell me more about the colours?
The colours are related to the 5 elements that make up our world. Those elements are metal, wood, water, fire, and earth. And they are represented by the colours of white, green, black, red, and yellow. Each element is also influenced by the 4 seasons. The 5 regions on earth are ruled respectively by 5 different emperors. The yellow emperor is in the centre and is assisted by the god of earth. In the east is the green emperor, who is assisted by the god of wood and is responsible for spring. The red emperor in the south is assisted by the god of fire and is responsible for summer. The white emperor is in the west. He is assisted by the god of metal and is responsible for autumn. The black emperor is in the north, being assisted by the god of water and responsible for winter. So, the colours used in traditional architecture correspond to the theory of the 5 elements and the 5 regions.
Are those theories used in any of the contemporary buildings?
Not much. The 10 milestone buildings built in the 1950s followed the traditional style, but not today's landmark buildings in Beijing. Those buildings were designed together with Western architects. They seldom use any of the traditional colours.
If Beijing uses the 5 Olympic colours to dress up the city, it will definitely look very impressive. It will also be in tune with the 5 colour theory.
That's an interesting thought. Unfortunately, there is no white in the Olympic colours. Otherwise, it would be a perfect match to the 5 colours. Thank you.